But do you find that, yeah, there's like kind of differences in the music that comes out from different regions, like Canada in general? You know, you've got different regions. Do you find that there's different sounds or different styles and different approaches that come from different areas within the country or are more prominent?
Not really. I find that the very so similar sounding from all bit we're all Canada is very close to the US border. So a lot of our major cities are very not north up with the islands. That's more closer to the Arctic, in the Nunavut and the Northwest Territories. And so because we're so close to the border, we are heavily influenced by a lot of American metal. So like bands like Morbid Angel, Deicide, just all the Cannibal Corpse, and even like the everybody like classic Exodus, Testament, Megadeth, Metallica, and Slayer, and I mean all that class. We're all heavily influenced by the same stuff. So even though we have mass kilometers from British Columbia to Quebec, we're all influenced by the very similar American metal scenes. Taking this opportunity with this radio show to for myself personally to find and experience some awesome new music that I've never heard before and that I want to eventually see.
I think
'Cause
that's a
that's the
good
next.
approach.
Hostility and Nihility, Season 2. Presented by Brightnote Production, located out of downtown Winnipeg, CKUW 95.9 FM.
And create like a good community because, for instance, there was two bands in Japan that in Tokyo that I can reconnected to each other from the show. They were on the same bill as on the same poster, and then I messaged both them, and I was like, "You guys should message each other and be like, you guys should hang out, and then you guys will be friends." And then they took pictures with each other,
That's awesome. That's
and I think
awesome.
they did a couple more shows too. I can't remember. There's so much. I been focusing on the Australian lately because the it's new music and stuff that I've never heard before, and it's important to listen to a debut, hey, for when you're like getting into it. What do you think when you're
Not always. I think, because again, you're talking about there being limited time. Sometimes if you come across something and they've just released a new album or a new
Yeah,
EP
that's
and
true.
they've got a backlog of, 10 releases and their debut was, 10 to 12 years ago or whatever it might be, you might not have time to go back and go back to the debut stuff. Or are you talking about,
Situational, I guess.
or are you meaning like, if it's a new band, make sure you catch that debut and it's important to get those? Or are you saying to go back and listen to debuts when you're getting onto a new band? I'm not sure if I misinterpreted that.
Yeah, like if you're getting into a new band, would you prefer to start from the debut or do you prefer to start from what's most recent?
So I guess it depends how I found them, is probably the context there. If I've come across them and I've come across them based on a specific song or a specific release, and that's what's put me into it, I'm probably going to start with that and then go back or forth depending on where it lands. And I think, again, if someone's really just released something and that's what I've just heard, I'm probably going to listen to that first. And then if I really like it, then I might be then going back through their discography and then go back to that debut or whatever. And I think it can paint a really good picture of what they've grown from. But also, their newer stuff is going to be what they're trying to present currently. So it's also important in terms of if I want to go see them live or am I interested in what they're doing now, then that's going to be more reflective of whatever's most recent. So the rest is just going to be either more stuff to enjoy or give you just that story, you know?
Yeah, music is a story, really, because I find that the bands that stick in my head are the ones that I've seen either live or met them personally, or even sat with them at a restaurant and had a meal with them. You never know.
Yeah, it's
Yeah,
got to have a reason it sticks.
Jeez, there's so many. We've gone through a lot of the bands. The only one from Perth is Crypt Crawler. You got to get me more bands from Perth.
There's actually quite a few more.
There was that snake that was. Did you ever find out what happened with that snake outside?
The tiger snake, I think it went to the neighbor's yard. And I've had a gardener come out and rip out some bushes and try to make it a little bit less snake friendly than it was before, just to keep them out and make it a bit better, a bit safer for the dogs, because yeah, tiger snakes are not good.
They're venomous, very dangerous.
Beautiful, beautiful creatures, but yeah, very, very venomous. The beauty of it, living in Australia.
We don't have anything venomous really here. It's
Do you guys
all.
have like big predators though?
Oh, we have. Oh, yeah. No, we got these things. They're called Canadian geese. They're not predators, but they're
Close
definitely
enough.
evil.
I have heard about the Canadian geese.
They're evil, and they'll plant their or like their areas where they raise their family by like parking lots and cars. So you'll get out your car in a parking lot going to grocery shop, and then there's a bunch of geese around.
Where I am, it's not across the whole of Victoria, but certain spots towards the bottom of the coast, we get Cape Barren geese, and they do the same thing. They'll just nest everywhere, and they'll be like on the roads, blocking the roads. You can't get anywhere. And I've watched them chase a few people down a few times, and it's quite funny.
Yeah, but
But
I hate to be that
they're
person that is being
everywhere down
chased.
here. Yeah, exactly. Exactly. But it's like there was one day I was driving to work and I was like, it's like the goose apocalypse. They're just everywhere. Like there was, a paddock with like 200 of them. You're going up the road, there's like a group of like 10 on the road. It's just nuts.
With Winnipeg, we're notorious for, unfortunately, our city is put on the map for kind of being a murder capital in previous years.
Wow.
Yeah,
Wow.
we have a high rate of violence, and of course, you know about the arsons too. So what's also really unfortunate is we're tr working our best to maintain it and help with that, but it's our homeless situation in our city. It's we'll have a lot of like campground of tents in the city, like people, and it's I mean, we're doing our best to have like safer trash disposal so that you can't go into it, you can just throw stuff in. So our mayor Scott Gillingham is doing our best to put safer trash. Like my trash bin garbage bin, it was put on fire like 3 months ago.
Bugger. It's not good. Not good.
It's because we're so isolated.
So before I moved out regionally, I was in a like I grew up and I lived in a town called Cranbourne, which was nicknamed Crime Burn because because of just crime rates. And just to go back to your question earlier, you mentioned Plague Dweller
Please.
and Perth. There is a lot of really good bands out of Perth, and I can probably send you a few. But you've got Ashen, who really brutal death metal, really good stuff. I think was it
Brutal
called?
death metal, like Devourment, like crazy blast beats and really low girls. Good, good, yeah, that's some good stuff.
And they just did an album this year as well. I think. I need to double check. I could be wrong, but I think Alisa is from Perth as well, and that made my top EPs this year. But I could be wrong off the top of my head. There's some really good black metal out of Perth as well. I think is Pestilential Shadows from Perth. Sometimes I forget where they're from, and sometimes they've got like some band members that are in different towns from others, so I kind of get confused. No, they're from New South Wales. It's Alisa. Yeah, they're from Perth. Anyway, there's definitely some really good stuff from Perth. It's just much more isolated because it's so much further away.
And is that on the north? North of the...
It's Western Australia.
Western Australia.
Mm. Yeah, Western Australia.
So that's a bit of a hike.
But it does go up north as well. So Western Australia is like that whole west side all the way to the top. Whereas on the east, you've got kind of within the same sort of area, you've got Victoria, then New South Wales, then Queensland in the same, all the way down the east coast, whereas Western Australia mm-hmm. is all the way down on the other side.
And there's a lot of nothing in the middle, I guess.
Northern Territory and South Australia, but yeah, lots of just desert and nothingness. Yep. Big country, a lot of it inhabitable. Inhabitable.
There's a couple places that I know think of. It's like a provincial park with a flat top. It just goes up really tall and it's like a flat plateau. Is that in... I can't remember on the top of my head.
Not sure. I'm not sure what that was. I can't... That description isn't triggering anything in my brain.
I can't really... Yeah, no, like, I don't really know much. I want to know more, and that's also...
I know your show is more focused around the death and black metal and that sort of thing. But are you familiar with like Mortal Sin?
Mortal Sin?
Mortal Sin?
No, never heard rock metal.
Yeah, thrash metal. They were one of probably our biggest bands, and from 80s, they were often referred to as like Australia's Metallica. And if you look at a lot of old compilations from around the 80s and stuff, they were included alongside bands like Metallica and Judas Priest and Iron Maiden. They'd be on those compilations. And they were, I don't know if it's confirmed, but it was at least claimed to be that they were the first Australian band to ever, like a metal band to ever tour internationally.
Well, Mortal Sin, is it, hey?
Mortal Sin, yeah.
Mortal Sin.
Yep. Yeah,
I'll have to look. I'm going to check that out right after.
Yeah, and they've just gotten back together with as many of the band members that are able to be gotten back together with. But they've gotten back together to do an anniversary tour for their first album, Mayhemic Destruction, which is going to be really cool. So they're doing so many shows all around Australia at the moment. They're about to.
The original members that are still with, who is it? I guess you don't know. You're on the computer, so you can look, but. Not off the top of your head, eh?
I think it's just off the top of my head. I think it's just that one of the members, he's been missing for a little while. Mm. I believe the son has said he's presumed dead, but there's confirmation. So he's not in there because he's missing.
The AC/DC are the only really Australian from the 70s and the 80s that I would know.
Yep. Yep, that's fair. They've just been doing some shows as well.
Organectomy from New Zealand, I do know of them. They came to Winnipeg. This was last year they came?
Yep.
Who did they open up for? Oh, I can't remember.
I think they're playing here with Aborted and Archspire.
Oh,
I think they're.
Yes, they are,
yes. They might be coming to Froth and Fury as well in Adelaide.
Flight of the Conchords is one of my favorite TV shows.
So good. So good. Flight of the Conchords is amazing.
When he's doing the interview or in the elevator, or no, the concert in the elevator.
Yes. No, that's such a good show. Such a good show. And New Zealand kind of, separate to Australia, but does. We do get a bit of crossover and, sometimes people will kind of lump New Zealand and Australia together because it's easier for them when they do some of the music. And there is some really good music from New Zealand. There's one man who's been doing incredibly well, which is Alien Weaponry.
Oh, I've heard of them, yes. Yeah, and like they do their Maori language written. They do, to bring in your, like, your blood, like, in the ancient, like, that's... I gotta get more into them.
Yeah, they've done a doco and everything. I haven't watched it yet, but I'm planning to eventually. That's
Oh.
actually that's what I should have done. I should have sent you. There's a bunch of like Aussie metal docos that are on YouTube and stuff, or that are old DVDs that you can find online. I should
Right
have sent
on.
those to you beforehand to have a bit of a look at, and you could get into some of the stuff
Oh,
there. But
you can still
I'll
send them
still
to
send
me.
them to you.
An amazing crossover of Sin and Steel and Hostility and Nihility.
Yeah, I mean, I've kind of already touched on some of the stuff to do with some of the differences in the venues and the culture and the scene, particularly where you are. And I mean, sometimes I forget where bands are from, but like I know, again, we've talked about Archspire, Cryptopsy. I love Augury and From Dying Sons. I mentioned to you the other day.
Yes.
Have you gone and had a listen to them?
Not yet. Not yet.
Okay.
I was on focus. I was focusing on what you were the. But
That's fair. That's
it's
fair.
cool that you that I'm learning Canadian bands that I never would that I never heard of before from someone on the other side of the world.
But yeah, other than that, to be honest, there's not a heap that come to mind. Just because, yeah, I always forget kind of where things are from. But if there's any ones that you want to recommend, like, tell me who to check out. I'm gonna go back and listen to that. Was that Archagathis?
Oh yeah, Archagathis. Archagathis. So
Archagathis.
that's
I've got that written down,
AR.
and I know I've seen those album covers and I've seen that name before, so I'm gonna go and have a listen to them for sure.
When they have the album cover with the person playing the saxophone, I think, on the horse.
Yeah, and was it just Canadian Horse?
Yeah, Canadian Horse. Yeah, that's the
Yeah.
album cover. That's the.
Love that. Yeah, I love that.
I haven't spoken to Dan in a bit in a long time. He the everybody's in their own life, and of course with our music scene, with the bands moving out of state city and province, it's been pretty quiet on the metal with Winnipeg at least.
So, do you think that with your playlist between the tracks I've given you and the tracks you'll have already picked, do you think you've got all the Australian states covered? So, I think in my list, there was everything except for Tasmania, which you already have covered with Psycroptic.
Oh,
You've
yes.
already got that covered with Psycroptic.
Oh,
And the only other place that wasn't covered with the music that I've given you is the Australian Capital Territory. And I haven't even looked up, I don't even know. There probably is, but I don't even know if there are any metal bands from the Australian Capital Territory because it's this tiny little spot in the new middle of New South Wales,
really?
that's where like Parliament and shit like that is.
I
So,
never knew that. I never knew this. This is it's like its own city state, but it's a very small. Maybe it's similar to Ottawa in Canada, but it's in the middle, like
yeah,
it's
like in the.
isolated.
In the middle of another state, yeah. Okay, if I look it up, apparently there's one from Sydney called Alchemy, and there's no, that's from Sydney. Sydney's, that's not what I asked. Okay. This doesn't
Yeah,
want to
that was the
help.
whole
It
idea
doesn't
is
want to
to
help
get
me.
like to get music from all around Australia, from the sounds from everywhere in the. And then I was gonna play the A Couple King Parrot and of course Frankenbach,
Yep.
of course.
Yeah, I reckon the only one you're not going to have covered will be the Australian Capital Territory. Because yeah, with everything else, you got a little bit of everything. Because Deciduous Forest is from Queensland. I think that was their debut actually. That's a solo black metal project, and that was just released this year. It's ended up in my top 10.
It's really good black metal for
Really
sure,
good, right?
absolutely.
Really, really
It's
good.
influencing Repressive for new music, which I thought I was doing going into like guitar pedals. It's bringing me influence to do some tremolo picking with this busted up arm. So it's good. Like to
Just take it
so
easy and you'll be right. Do little bits at a time.
thank you so much, Sarah Tonin. From Base Coast, Australia. Thank
Yeah.
you so much for
Yeah, so
coming on.
Bass Coast, but we do like
Oh.
a little bit of bass.
Oh.
It's fine. It's us Aussies pronounce it differently. But we've kind of made a bit of a joke of it. My partner plays bass and I've taken pictures of him out on the beach and we've said like bass on the Bass Coast. yeah.
Thank you from Hostility and Nihility, Right Note Production from Winnipeg, Manitoba, Canada. Heretic Eric sends his deepest regards. Thank you so much.
Thanks for having me. I really appreciate it.
Upcoming is the last song off the playlist given by Serotonin from Sin and Steel, from Bass Coast, Australia. The Incantus, Sid of the Barrow, single. Melodic Death and Doom Metal from Melbourne, Victoria. The final part of this Australian special, we bring Frankenbach, King Parrot, Psychroptic, Ghost Smoker, Ne Obliviscaris, Mountain Wizard Death Cult, and of course, Australia legend Bellacore.
Yeah.
Hostility and Nihility, Season 2. Presented by Right Note Production, located out of downtown Winnipeg, CKUW 95.9 FM. We'll be right back. Yeah.